giveaway to you. So go ahead, stick and stay. We're going to take a break for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church, but we will be right back.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Senseless killing.
Amen.
So what I'm trying to say is, the bitter pool are visited every day. Mothers leave graveyards crying.
Yes, sir.
Fathers on TV.
Yes, sir.
Breaking down.
Yeah.
Children asking Congress, please pass laws to protect us. And we got another set of children just killing one another. Bitter poo. Let's get this tax. And our tax but before we go there, you must take the bitter with the sweet. You must take the bitter with the sweet.
Amen.
In this text, we see the Israelites who have been blessed.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
By the hand of God.
Yeah, right.
By the movement of God.
Yes, sir.
To move from being slave to being free.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Tell that we're free.
Amen.
God prepared a young Hebrew boy. Put him in a little basket. I call it a homemade ark. And send him down a river called the Nile. Which is translated as the sacred river. But I can see it being sacred because God has devised a plan to send a young man who would make a deliverance call for a people who has been in bondage and who have been killed and been treated unfairly. And God not only just say a people, but God comes back and qualify that statement by saying my people.
My people.
Now he makes a declaration that they just not people, but they are. That's something different in saying those people and then saying my people. There's a sense of kinship.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Which means that they blood are my blood. What's running through them is running through me. And what you have done to the least of them, you have done it unto. I don't have no help in the house. I'm just trying to work myself through this thing. And when you have hurt the least of them, you have done it unto me. God delivers them.
Yes, sir.
across the Red Sea.
Yes, he did.
Pillar cloud by day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Pillar fire by night.
Yes, sir. What else he did?
Moses stand with his rod, stick translated into rod, and God sends an east wind.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
East wind.
East wind.
Moses holds up the stick translated into rod.
Yes, sir.
As a GPS signal for the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
So the Holy Ghost would find him and them.
Yes, sir.
Down by the Red Sea. And God brings a miraculous change.
Yes, sir.
For at least 24 hours by the Red Sea.
Yes, sir.
Not only do he move the waters back, but he dries the ground at the same time.
Yes, sir.
Put a point right there. Has God dried your ground?
Yes, sir.
Has he held back the waters in your life? You should have been wiped out, as they say. You should have been wiped out by a tidal wave, but he held back the tide.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That should have just washed you out, but he kept you alive.
Yeah.
Oh, this morning you can tell him thank you. For holding back the waters and to keep them from covering me. I'm the only one in the house.
Yeah.
We feel like life was just coming and the waters of life was about to take over your life and you couldn't see no way out, but somewhere in the distance, y'all.
All right.
God heard your despairing cry and he rescued you. You should have been drowned, but God blessed you to walk across your problem. I'm in here by myself. You ain't had no problem before, but God allows you to walk across your problem. Have anybody in the house walked across your problem? And then you look back over your shoulder and you saw what was stopping you or hindering you, and then you look up and you tell the Lord, thank you for allowing me to walk over my
problem. Yes, sir.
Lord, you allow me to walk over my
problem.
My problem. It was a Red Sea in my life, but you allow me to walk over my
problem.
And because you allow me to walk over my problem, I praise your holy name. When God allows them to walk over their problem. And as soon as they got past the problem, they forgot about
the Lord. Just like us.
Sound like us, don't it?
Yeah.
Soon as God bring us out.
You don't know the
sadness. You don't know the
loneliness.
You did.
Soon as God bring us out.
You did. I went to school for it.
The money don't go to your tithe, it go to the bingo.
Right.
Soon as he bring you out. Soon as he delivers you.
And not tomorrow, but soon.
Soon as he just clear the sky for you.
Yeah.
Put you in a brand new car.
Yeah. Right now.
Fine home.
Soon.
While you in that little shack. While you thumbing a ride. You love the Lord.
You love
the Lord.
Yeah.
We got a few $2 in the bank. Then you got a safe deposit box. Now, you've forgotten about Israel has been blessed because God had been walking with them. God had been taking care of them every day and night. God has been feeding them and had his arms wrapped around them. And as they would go along the way, he was hugging them as they would go along the way, and he protected them along the way. Watch one thing, and you got to understand, God has a vision that surpasses any telescope man can make. Now, don't think God did not know that them jokers were going to start bucking.
He knew they was gonna bump.
That's what I said. Yeah. Don't think God didn't know them jokers.
Yes, sir.
When you gonna start bucking? Watch closely.
Their tricks is
what?
Watch closely.
Yeah, they think he's smart.
They were living for themselves.
All right.
Watch closely. Mm-hmm. You see. When you in your critical state, you are asking for prayer from the disciples.
Yeah.
But when you get out, it becomes every man for himself. You abandon prayer.
Yeah.
I got mine. Now you got to go and get
yours. All right.
I hope I'm talking right with you. I got mine, and you get yours the best way
you can. Yeah.
But before you could get yours, the disciples had to come together and pray to God in your behalf that God would take you and bless you.
Yeah.
But now you look at someone else and say, get it the best way you
can.
Someone prayed for you, but why can't you pray for someone? Why you can't pray for someone else to receive a blessing that they have no understanding that they can receive from the Master? If you want to be blessed, pray for someone else to have a blessing.
Yeah.
And watch God watch your heart.
Yeah.
And watch how he come back and bless you because you ask him to bless someone over there. It's time out for having hard hearts and sneaky ways and all these things that weigh you down and all these things that keep churches down. I'm trying to tell you here. I'm trying to tell you how to be better. You just need to get on your knees. I don't care if you're on your knees, walking, riding your car. Just call on the Lord and pray for somebody else who's catching hell. Because you know what it's like to catch a little hell. You just got out of the hell section, so you can talk to God about someone else. Who's going through that pain? God sends Moses and Moses. I'm trying to tell you, Israel must have been black. Israel must have had some Ethiopian in them. That 23rd verse, and when they...
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.